Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, you say it all the time that the children are the future. They're going to save this world. And
you know, they really are.
I believe you. You know what I mean? It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. They've been doing a lot of amazing things lately. I mean, I know you know that Greta Thunberg girl, the one who like is going around talking about climate change and everything. The kid I'm going to talk about, smarter than her. Did you hear about that? The NASA intern? This kid was an intern at NASA. This happened like last week. He was an intern for like 3 days at NASA and discovered a brand new planet. Mm. 3 days into an internship. The kid I'm going to tell you about smarter than him. All right? This kid's name, he's 16 years old. He's from New York. And this genius's name, Frankie Ruggeri. He started a petition to change the Super Bowl to Saturdays. That is...
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Isn't that exciting to think about? Imagine
well, that'll Super save Bowl. The planet.
It would.
Pebbles.
Why is it on Sunday anyways?
Think about... You know, that's a great question, and
like,
I can
why?
Explain it to you. I can explain it to you. So apparently, Congress passed an act in 1961. I'm not making this up. It's called the Sports Broadcasting Act, and it helped set the NFL schedule to Sundays to protect fans of college and high school football. So they wanted, like, you know, high school football basically Fridays, college football Saturdays, NFL football Sundays. That's great. Except that when it comes to the Super Bowl, there is no high school and college football, so there's nothing overlapping. So we can make this happen. This kid's got thousands, tens of thousands of signatures already. How many do we need to get this thing moved?
Like, think about it. Remember we've been trying, like, for years, everybody keeps saying, let's make the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday.
Yeah, and
people say that because everyone's, like, so not constructive the next day.
Yeah, and they're like, well, no, that's ridiculous. Suck it up. Go into work. All right.
This would solve that.
This would definitely solve that. You do it on a Saturday. Everyone goes out anyway. Now the bars are going to be hopping even more. You don't have to worry about, some people go to church on Sunday morning. Yeah, you can skip. God will forgive you. It's not a big deal. That's a great idea.
It is, but I'd rather work on getting that Monday off.
That's not going to happen.
I know, but if it could, then the rest of us, you know, who don't care.
Why are you trying to crap on this 16-year-old?
I'm not crapping. Please, I don't crap on kids' ideas because I think they're great.
This is an amazing idea, and I encourage everybody to go. I don't know where, petition.org or whatever it is. I don't know what that website is. And sign this thing, because if that happens, it'll make it so much more convenient for me.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.